and you are listening to the Texas Standard. For nearly 50 years, it's been a perfunctory rite of passage of sorts. Since 1973, American men at age 18 have been required to register with the U.S. Selective Service, effectively adding their name to a potential draft pool in the event the military falls short of soldiers and needs more to fight. Within hours of the U.S. airstrike on Iraq last week that killed Iran's top commander, online interest in the draft soared. So much, in fact, that as New York Times national reporter Sarah Mervosh found, so many people were visiting the Selective Service System website, it crashed. Sarah, welcome to the Texas Standard.
Thanks for having me.
The agency issued a statement after their servers crashed, urging people not to believe disinformation about the return of the draft. But I guess it does, the question is still hanging out there. Under what conditions might a military draft actually be revived?
Yeah, everyone I talked to basically indicated that there would have to be some, you know, strong military event, you know, not just speculation, but actually something like a total war where enough soldiers were needed. And there would actually have to be an act of Congress. It's not enough to simply say, oh, my name is registered with the Selective Service. Could I be eligible? In fact, Congress would have to pass a law reinstating the draft, mm-hmm. and the president would have to sign off. So I think there'd have to be some pretty broad political support for that to happen.
I was trying to remember when the draft was last used. I guess it would have been during the Vietnam era. And before that, it would have been World War II, right?
Right. It's been used on and off, you know, throughout U.S. history, starting with the Civil War and then during World War I and World War II. Mm-hmm. And then basically from the 40s on, it was basically used. And then in 1973, during Vietnam War and sort of opposition, the draft was abolished. And so there has not been conscription since 1973.
Although I do remember, and I'll just say it. Back in the late 70s, I had to go to the post office and fill out my Selective Service card. So what exactly was I doing there in filling out my name and my address and all that stuff? And is my information still floating out there in the Selective Service system?
You know, that's a good question. So the Selective Service System is an independent government agency. It's separate from the Department of Defense. Okay. And its job is basically just to collect some basic information about young men. And they keep that information on hand should there be a draft. There are some penalties if you don't register. So, for example, if you're a young man, this does not apply to women currently, but if you're a young man at age 18, you are expected to register with the Selective Service System. And if you don't do it for the rest of your life, you cannot receive federal financial aid and you cannot work for the federal government should you want to. But I don't know the answer to whether your information is floating around out there in space. But the good news is if you registered, you're eligible for those benefits.
I want to get back to something that you just said a moment ago about women being excluded from this process. Is that an artifact of the times when the draft was formally ended, or what exactly?
You know, women have not been eligible for the draft for U.S. history. But in 2015, the Pentagon announced that women would be eligible for all combat jobs. Mm-hmm. And so that has been the case for the past 5-6 years. And so there actually is a commission right now looking at that issue. The National Commission on Military, National, and Public Service has been examining whether all people should be required to register for the Selective Service System, and should there be a draft, should they be eligible? And they've been examining that question of whether women should be included because they are now eligible for combat roles. Mm-hmm. And they are expected to issue their final report this March. So just coming up this spring, we may have some more answers on that.
In fact, I think a federal judge in Houston has ruled that excluding women from the draft would be unconstitutional. What about traction on this idea? You think that there's popular support for it?
It sounds like, based on the conversations that this commission has had, that there's a wide variety of opinions. But the fact that they're examining this and there's a bipartisan commission charged by Congress to answer this question is indication of some traction. And I think coming up here in the next few months, we'll see what they come up with. And perhaps, you know, given that they are charged explicitly with answering that question, we should have some answers here soon.
Is there any real move from what you can tell, Sarah, about when it comes to bringing back the draft? I mean, obviously, you said when we began our conversation that some precipitous military event might mean that we would have a return to the draft. But you'd first have to have what? Some action of Congress, as I understand it.
Correct. Congress would have to pass a law, and the president would have to sign off to reinstate the draft. So far, we are nowhere near that happening. But people are certainly concerned. Young people who have never lived through something like this before, who have a lot of questions, are talking about it in the cafeteria, searching online, and parents also have some questions about what could happen to their young people. So this just seems to be the result of some anxieties among young people today. But so far, again, it's one of those things that to actually reinstate the draft would be a big deal, and it would require an act of Congress and sign off by the president. And we have not seen that yet. And so it's one of those things where, I think the general thought is, hold off on any extreme fears until you actually see something like that happen.
Sarah Mervosh is national reporter for the New York Times. We'll link to her piece at texasstandard.org. Sarah, thanks so much for speaking with us.
Thank you.